What love is the anthem?
Let me see your hand.
I have love for the whole wide world. With you at the center, you are the master key. If love is by my side, then who can deny me? I keep climbing higher, higher.
We going down the road, hands in the air. People everywhere, love and unity is there. It's that time of year where we don't care. It don't matter where you're from, put your flag in the air. I represent, represent.
Just one love, just one love, just one love, just one love.
I represent, represent.
Just one love, just one love, just one love, just one love.
My people, do you listen? Tell me, do you hear? What is your position for the people? Do you care? Yeah. Will you tell me that you represent? I really wanna see some evidence. In freedom, this is evident. So bring it from your throat.
Whoa. I have love for the whole wide world. With you at the center, you are the master key. If love is by my side, then who can deny me? I keep climbing higher.
So represent, higher. Represent.
Just one love, just one love, just one love.
Distribution, and we have some more to spare, yeah. And we live like this, yeah, every day. We do it in love and we don't delay. Love like this, we must relay it in your heart and soul.
Whoa.
Freetown Collective promised you an interview, and we're going to deliver that interview right here, Soca Therapy. Good evening, sir. How are you, King?
Good evening, sir. General, I am good.
How are things, family? All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good, 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 good.
I really appreciate you taking the time to join us this evening. I want to big up Linda on the outside for connecting, because she heard me on Soca Therapy talking about Feel the Love and what it did for me personally, and she saw a lot of the people resonate with it, right?
Yeah, man.
I know you and I, we had spoken, because if the whole virus thing didn't happen, you guys would have performed in Toronto this past Friday.
Yes, sir.
Funny enough, we had, you know, talked about that, Soca or Die. But for those who don't know, who is Freetown Collective? Because it's not just you alone.
No, it's not just me alone. So, funnily enough, Freetown came from a piece of information that I thought should have been had by every Trinidadian, which is that the place I was born in, which is called Belmont now, like so many places, was renamed under colonialism. But Belmont was originally known as Freetown. And Belmont was formed by a group of Africans who came from Yoruba land, and they came here as indentured workers, never as enslaved people. So they came here free. They came here with indentured contracts, and they bought land from the Savannah all the way over Picton through Lavantel all the way over to where City Gate is now. And those people call that place Freetown. And when I found out that, I found that was such a powerful piece of information. Like, my ancestors were never slaves. And when I looked around my community, I was like, with the amount of crack and homelessness and whatever, I was like, this cannot be what my ancestors intended. And so, you know what? We're going to fix it. How are we going to fix it? First thing I said, like, well, I had to fix myself. So I started doing my work on myself and started to make my music and say, well, all right, this is what I want to bring into the world. And then Jah blessed me to find my brother, Lou, and came with him. And he just, like, same philosophy, same way of thinking. And the two of us formed. Then we found these three girls. The first time we had to perform alongside Chronix, we needed to expand the band a bit more. So we brought in three backup singers, and they've been with us ever since. So we have the three backup singers, and now we have a DJ who's a part of the set as well, because, yeah. So he has brought a whole different element to it as well. So Freetown, at its core, comprises of six of us, but really and truly the idea is that anybody who comes into contact with us must themselves become a Freetown so that they can free everybody else. So everybody in Freetown, we call them residents. We say we don't have no fans, only residents. Nice. So as of today, you are an official resident of Freetown.
I like that. Thank you, King. So before Soca, I know you said that when you first came about, you were doing music. Was it always Soca, or were you doing different genres prior to Soca?
We just make music, you know. We just make music. Like, I think if an artist tells you that they are a reggae artist or they are a dancehall artist or whatever, I feel like, at least for me, I would have to deny a part of myself. Music comes as it comes. I will never take music that comes in a certain type of way and force it to sound like something else, because that's what I want to portray. You know what I mean? And so I think my journey has been just trying to get what's inside of me to come out in the way I want it to come out, and how to connect with my people. You know what I mean? And right. This year, you know, we managed to make a connection.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I know that you're well known within Trinidad. Did you find there was any kind of a fight back or resistance? Because I guess you were more versed in, like, poetry at first, right? It was more that kind of vein?
Yeah, I was a spoken word poet for like 5 years before I started doing music.
Okay, so then when you started into the music, did you find any resistance or pushback? Because, like, really truly from the outside, like, somebody that may not know, they've seen you work with Marshall, you know, Bungie, this year with Private Ryan. So it would seem as if you had it real good.
Major Lazer as well.
And Major Lazer, yeah. So is there anything like that you could tell people of? Was there any resistance or any kind of, like, I guess for your journey then, what you went through?
Man, you see, the thing is, the way I look at it, Jay, is like, resistance is there to make me stronger. So even if in terms of, I find a lot of singers, they sing about bad mind and people bad mind and whatever. Anybody who is placed in my life is placed in my life for my good. It doesn't matter how I see it. You think? Most people feel like, yeah, it's just a matter of perspective. Nobody can really do me anything to take anything from me. But in terms of there being resistance, if I had to be completely honest, no. There was no resistance. And the truth is, as far as I know, and you know this is the truth too, when Jah says so, nobody can say no, you know. Yeah. Is what it is. And for us, it has been a consistent thing of, we worked, we reap the reward. And it's not always immediate, but the truth is, we stay faithful and we just keep working. Can keep working, and the rewards come. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nice, man. Well, I mean, tell me about some of the experiences working with Major Lazer, you know, Bungie, Marshall, you know, how did if you could tell us, because a lot of artists don't have that opportunity, they don't have that particular journey. So if you could give us a little bit of insight into those experiences, into coming into, you know, contact with those kind of greats in the business.
My brother Lou has a thing that he says. He says, well, it's a Bible quote. It says, show me a man diligent in his work and he will stand before kings, and he will not stand before mean men. When we started off, nobody didn't know who we were in terms of music. But the idea was to spread as wide as possible and to have as wider influence as we could because of the message you wanted to bring. Working with people like Marshall and Kes and Bungie and just even like Beaver Henderson and a lot of the producers we've been able to sit at the feet of and learn from, has just been real amazing, because that information that you get from them, it don't exist nowhere in no books. I remember when we were doing Represent, right? We laid on the track and everybody in the studio vibing. Hey, the song is real good. Marshall Gibb, he say, because Sheriff was producing the session. He said, Sheriff, let me see the board there for a second. He went in front of the computer. Now, most people don't know Marshall is an accomplished producer.
Yeah.
Marshall is an accomplished producer. And Marshall went and he just nudged the beat a little bit and he played it again. And when he played it again, the difference was so amazing to me and everybody in the room, and so apparent that sometimes we look at this man and we think he's just a great performer, or he's just, no. Marshall is a genius in his own right. And so being around people like that and being able to see and to gather that kind of information and to have that kind of interaction with them is invaluable, because not everybody gets to interact with these people every day. You know what I mean? Bungie's on another one. You know, Bungie to me is one of the realest in the whole industry, because his talent is real. I stand up and watch this man sit down in studio and go through 2 verses in his head. And then after a half an hour, stand up by the mic and deliver just straight. You know what I mean? Didn't write a single thing down. To me, them things real amazing, because as a man, I still had to go through it like that, but you know, it not like that.
Right.
You know, I have my different things. So yeah, it's been amazing to be able to work and be around these energies.
Nice, man. So we hear Freetown Collective, and the reason why we came together to have this conversation is because of the song for 2020, which has become, you know, an anthem for so many, including myself, Feel the Love. Big up Private Ryan, yourself. Talk to me about how this gem, this future anthem came together.
Yeah. So Ryan and I went to school together. Other people don't know that. And Ryan, probably about 3 years before this, had came and said, you know, he's starting to make beats and stuff, and if I'd be interested in working, I was like, brother, bring thing. We ain't afraid that.
Right.
So 2 years ago, he sent something to me. And from the time I heard it, I was like, this just feels so spiritual. This feels so happy. It feels so right. And he gave me the direction he wanted, because he wanted it to be the theme song for Soca Brainwash Wonderland that year.
Right.
This song, though, has been very stubborn, because we wrote the song and the song was like, nah, I ain't ready to come out yet. Me ain't going nowhere. So we did this song and everybody, we weren't happy with it. So we're like, you know what? It is too much of a good song to just throw out in the arena like that. So we waited a whole year and some, and eventually got it right and released it December last year, you know? And I guess the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, man. I mean, like the writing, bro, like just like some of the lyrics, like even down to, you know, a lot of us DJs, there's jokes where it's like, you know, there's certain tunes that are meant to mix fast, and then there's ones that nah, you gotta let that breathe. You have to make sure the second verse play, and this tune is a second verse song. Then
I give thanks. Words mean a lot to me. I'm also a writer. I finished my first novel a year ago, and I think sometimes we feel as though, especially in soca. Because the first time we went to record a soca, the producer, I ain't gonna call nobody name, the producer told us that we cannot write soca without saying jam and wine and thing, whatever. If you're coming in this arena, you have to come hard in the arena. So I tell the man one time, I'm like, all I had to say to you is David Rudder. All I had to say to you is Rudder. I mean, were you telling me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we're talking range, You have nobody have more range than Rudder. And for me, if I aspire to anything, is to create that level of range within soca. And so writing just real important to me. I will not start a song until that first line is right. And you see the first line of this song? This first line of this song is how I feel all the time when I walk in around my country. And I when I think about this line, honestly, I think about a West Indian youth or any youth walking in a major city in the cold. Your backpack on, you have a head full of dreams, but you just don't know if you could really achieve them or whatever. And that first line for me was just reaching out to all those people who feel that way. Now, the city can't hold me.
Yeah.
No matter, you're just this little person in the middle of this huge entity called a city now, but this city here, the city can't hold me. Because I have too much energy in me now, Jet. Like, I made up atoms, and look what's up when it's split atom. You mash up the whole city. So yeah. This city can't hold me now. My vibe's too high. And my heart always telling me to take the leap. I was doing civil engineering at UE before I decided to step out and do something else. So my heart has always been saying, take that jump and trust in God. You will touch the sky.
Yeah.
And then everything else is just like, once you make that leap, Jed, and you know this, I mean, there must have been a point in your life where you had to make a shift.
Yeah.
You know, and it might not necessarily have been career-wise or whatever, but at some point in all of our lives as humans, we make major shifts. And it's never just be an easy transition. It's had to be, you go from one day having a wife and kids and then the next day by yourself and suffering and eating ramen for months before something happened, you know what I mean? But once that happens, your love will unfold, Jed, and the whole world will feel that love, like a laughing flame. And once that love started to unfold, well, everybody who didn't know you, they will know that you exist.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's
what it is. 100%. King. Thank you. I mean, the name of the novel, is it available? Can people support
it's not
that?
Available yet. It's not available yet. She's sitting down here with my editor right now and she's laughing. But we're working on that. We're working on that.
Okay, okay. I mean, bro, like, even when I'm doing my research for this and I'm just listening to some songs and, like, a song that I didn't even realize I had at the time. And when I'm going through Apple Music, because you're going to see a little spike in your streaming numbers. Yeah, I've been listening over and over, by the way, right? And there's a song called Where I Am.
Yes, sir.
Brents, I don't know what you drank before you write that tune. I don't know what you ate before you write that tune, but you got to keep that going. Like, the lyrics and the, like, just everything. And I can't believe that it's something that was slept on and so underrated and didn't hit.
Here's what I want to do with Where I Am. And I want to put this to you. If we could find someone to do a remix of that song and re-release that song in this coming year, because I really think that more so now than ever, that song has a certain level of relevance. And let me tell you where that song come from. As an artist, you know, sometimes we'd be dunked. You know that, Jay.
Yeah.
So I got checking my hand on a Friday before a long weekend. I say, right, I have no money in my account. I didn't look at the check properly. I go and I stand up in the line for over an hour and something. When I reach by the teller tell me, the check cross. Right? I can't change the check. I have to deposit it. I have no money. I went back in my car and I sat down in my car. Go back and sit down in my car and started to feel kind of disillusioned. You know? And then I say to myself, but Jared, you're a man born in carnage, in our board house, on the banks of a river with no lights and no water. And you sitting down in a car, your car, with a check in your hand. And you being ungrateful, and then that whole vibe of, I used to be where I was. Right now I am where I am. I'll always believe and trust. It's part of the master's plan. That just come in my head, because it's like, you're doubting yourself now. You have a little trial and tribulation, and now you're going to doubt after all you go through. Now you're going to choose to fly up in the Almighty face. Nah, we are patience, man.
Yeah. Max, nah. Powerful, powerful. Thank you for this. I mean, Dan, if the soca thing don't work out, you could be a motivational speaker, you know. Like, you're connecting, you're resonating with everybody right now, Dan. I really appreciate you taking the time to have this conversation with us.
I appreciate you reaching out, because, you know, there are many people who they show the love in terms of word of mouth. But to take the time and put us on your live stream for you and I to have this conversation as men and to go down this road, it don't have many people who will take the opportunity to actually give our youth an opportunity to come and access their audience and speak. So I really appreciate that. And also to even go so far as to try to book us this year, really appreciate that, my brother. Trust me, I from my heart and from the heart of everybody in Freetown, I give thanks for the moment too.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. It's a shame that, you know, with the COVID thing, it didn't work out. But at some point, when this thing done, we'll fulfill the rest of the contract and make it happen, man.
I'm not worried. I'm looking in your eyes and you're an honest man. I'm not worried, sir. I'm not worried at all.
Yeah. Good to go. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Let everybody know how they can connect with you. I know you have a YouTube channel with, you know, I love the live sessions. I think it's called Little Black Box, where you're performing. Amazing.
Yeah. So we, couple things then. On Instagram, we are at We Are Freetown, right? Facebook, Freetown Collective. Twitter, at We Are Freetown. YouTube, Freetown Collective as well. Every Thursday, for the foreseeable future, we'll be having a live concert on our IG. Every Thursday, for the foreseeable future, we'll be having that. So people could check us out there. So at We Are Freetown on IG, and you can find everything else from there. We have a lot of music. You could go on any platform from Tidal to Deezer to wherever you go, you're going to find our music. So we just put out a new album called Yago that I'd like you to listen to as well, in case you haven't taken that in yet. But yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely big. Like I said, especially when I realized that we were going to connect for this interview, I started listening to music over and over and over. And now, boy, like the lyrics, melody, everything. And that's how, you know, when I started to do the research, I realized, okay, spoken word, like it started to make sense. But a lot of people, when they want to come into soca, they want to, for lack of a better term, like dumb it down or try to make it seem like, you know, people wouldn't understand the heights that you're singing. But by Feel the Love, you can tell. If everything comes together, it's going to connect.
I would say this, though. I don't blame a lot of people, right? Mankind will always take the easiest path. Always. We take the easiest path, path of least resistance. And when it comes to music, right now, especially with soca, most people just go in through that root chakra vibes, that base energy vibes. Because humans respond easily to that now. That's like, you know, you're casting about, where you sing about? You're casting about being hungry. Nobody want to hear a song about being hungry. Although that's an essential human thing. Where you could sing about that is essential, that human will immediately gravitate to. Sex, violence, them is things easy to get to. You know, and you can walk through that door as well as walking through the door of spirituality at the same time, because David Rudder tell us about Bahia Gilja. And this girl from Bahia, living in Moruga, this lady real lucky. Like, there are ways to walk through both doors. You can walk through the bacchanal door and the door of spirituality at the same time. The two don't need to be divorced from each other now. But we haven't been doing that work for a while, and I hope God bless me and that we and God spare life, that we can take that journey as a people, you know, hopefully.
Yeah, man. Well, stay safe, stay healthy. Thank you. I really appreciate this, and we'll definitely talk again soon, because we could have a whole motivational vibe where we just talk reality and connect and resonate, because this message is so important right now.
I down for it. And before I leave, last thing I want to say is to everybody who listening, may your heart find peace anywhere you come from. Coulda up, you coulda down. Blessings on my nation. Right? Love.
Jay. Much love. Respect, King. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Freetown Collective, live soca therapy. You see it right here. It's time.
May your heart find peace anywhere you come from. Coulda up, you coulda down. Blessings on my nation. This city can't hold me, my vibe's too high, and my heart it told me jump right now, you will touch the sky. Feel my love unfolding like a laughing flame. All who did not know me when I done, they gon' know the name. Million people coming down, dancing to a song. Love is life and life is love, blessings from above. Tribe, sweeter than a million bees. People live a thousand lives and never feel this free. Million people coming down, dancing to a song. Love is life and life is love, blessings from above. Na na na. drown, but man a good swimmer. Just want to let down my head. Don't want to forget but remember. No weapon formed shall prosper. I have wings on my heart. The light through the dark. They can't stop me. They can't stop me. If a fire need to start, trust me, I go be the spark. So just watch me. Just watch me. I used to be where I was. Right now I am where I am. I'll always believe and trust. It's part of the master's plan. Just want to let down my head. Don't want to forget but remember. No weapon form shall prosper. I have wings on my heart. The light through the dark. They can't stop me. They can't stop me. If a fire need to start, trust me, I go be the spark. So just watch me, just watch me. I used to be where I was, right now I am where I am. I'll always believe and trust, it's part of the master's plan. I used to be where I was, right now I am where I am. I'll always believe and trust, it's part of the master's plan.
I'll always believe and trust. It's part of the master's plan. Yeah.